I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Some parenting decisions are harder than others. And this one is really tricky because even though it seems like very cut and dry, you could mess up a serious relationship with a neighbor, and that can be a problem.
Well, I mean, I don't think that the action is really the issue. I think it's all about the tone that you take, right? And, you know, how you do it, basically. No. But, I mean, this is my house. These are my rules.
Yeah, but when you're dealing with kids, it's a lot of, like, telephone. What you say to your kid versus what they say to their parents versus how it gets around. Yeah. So, Raven, producer John, producer Sean. Sean has an issue happening at his home. Sean, what's going on?
Yeah, so my stepson Isaac has a friend of his who's been coming over often. He's a next-door neighbor, and he swears a lot. And I'm talking, he's not just saying, like, A or, you know, B. He's going straight to the F.
Okay.
Straight to the F word.
How old again?
He's eight.
Okay.
I mean, so, and he's using it in context. He's using it all over the place.
It's not just once. It's not just like once, and maybe he'll hear it once an hour. I'm talking it's like two or three times every sentence.
So, let me just ask for a little bit of clarity here. So, is this something that he's doing like when he's in your son's bedroom or when they're out in the playground, or is it something that he's doing like in your presence as well?
Typically, when, I guess, when they assume the adults aren't around.
Yes.
But, like, you can still hear those.
That's
walls
when it unleashes.
Thin,
well, kids don't know. Kids don't know how loud they are. Kids don't know. Like, they don't realize, like, just because you're in a different room, mom can still hear you in the room next.
Well, they don't care either. I remember being a kid, and when I was swearing, it's like, you just don't have any conscious, you know, thought about what it is that you're doing.
So, the dilemma I'm facing here is, like, you know, do I say something to him? It is, you know, like you said, it is our house. But is that my place to say something to him, even though he's in my house? Also, I don't want to tell his dad because to me that's like snitching on him, you know? And then I'm afraid if I do say something.
He's not your homeboy. He's your son's kid. Son's friend.
Snitches get stitches. It doesn't matter if, like, what you're snitching on someone for.
Okay.
I'm going to get beat up by an 8-year-old.
I mean, so those are your main issues with it? I mean, what is his parents like?
No,
I
don't know.
Are they like approachable or like what?
They are. They're very nice people. And I think half the reason why I don't want to tell his father is because, like, I'm trying to give him the benefit of the doubt and hopefully assume he'll kind of correct his own actions.
You think the kid is listening to the show right now and he's like, you know what? Upon reflection, right? Like, I'm going to, that's not what's happening.
That's the other thing.
He's swearing with your son right now.
I think you, personally, if I was in this situation, what I would do is not get the other child involved and I would not get the other parents involved. I would talk to my child about why it's unacceptable for them to speak that way. So, you know, you can't talk like that. I don't find it right that he does that. And then it's more of how you're parenting your own kid versus how you're parenting somebody else's kid.
I do want to add as a thing here that I thought was hilarious is later in the evening, we were playing like a card game and like, he was like, it's like apples to apples. Sorry, Cards Against Humanity. Yeah. It's a kid version.
It's a kid friendly version of it. Okay.
But I was laughing because the same kid who's like, you know, upstairs swearing, like he didn't want to read the word fart off of a card. I'm like, really? That's because it's in front of you.
That's it. He doesn't know that you hear him and that he's saying these bad words.
In my opinion, though, I mean, that's the ultimate reason why it just shows you how effective it would be and say, hey, listen, buddy, we don't talk like that in this house. You know what I mean?
Well, this is what I'm thinking. I'm thinking what you do is if you talk to the parents, what you got to do is you got to not call their kid out. You got to come at them like, listen, I'm concerned about the boys. I noticed that the boys are doing a lot of swearing, and that's something that we've talked about cracking down in our house, just to let you know.
If this was your situation, what would you do? 1-800-330-9999. Would you do anything at all? Parenting advice. We need it. Producer Sean, what's happening at your house?
My stepson has a friend, good friend of his, who comes over often. And but his friend is swearing up a storm when he's in our house. Mm-hmm. Like, anytime the parents aren't around, they're in the room with the door closed playing games or something, he is just F-bombing everywhere.
And now Sean has to figure out, how does he deal with this? And these are neighbors, too. It's like, do you talk to the parents? Do you talk to the kid? Do you talk to just your kid? How do you handle a situation like this? 1-800-330-9999. Adrian, what would you do?
So, honestly, I have kids, and I've actually sworn in front of my kids, and I've had a conversation with them, just like, you know, mommy said this bad word, but it's not a good word for you to say. I think he should just talk to his own son and explain to him what he can and can't say versus talking to the other kid, because he's going to get exposed to other kids who are going to swear, and there's no way you can't talk to every single kid that your kid interacts with. So,
All right. Thanks for the call.
I agree with Adrian. I feel, too.
I think you could walk into your son's bedroom and tell the two of them at once. I mean, where's the harm in that? Ann Raven, who's this?
Yo, this is Magnus and Hope.
Magnus, what do you think?
You guys got terrible ideas. What are you doing? Talk to the kid or talk to the parents. Go to the house and be like, hey, the kid didn't learn it from nowhere. Like, you learned it from you. Tell him to stop doing that in front of your kid. Or, like, he can't come over our house anymore if he's going to keep swearing up a storm.
Right, much better idea. You're exactly non-confrontational. Right, right.
Dave, what do you think? What would you do in this situation?
Well, what had happened with me and my friend when we were young is that my friend cursed. And my father was there at the time. He just outright yelled at him, saying, don't do it anymore.
Right. Right. I mean, that's how they used to
handle it. And left it at that. There was nothing more done about that. But then again, I'm talking 1970s. So.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Different rules.
Yeah.
Remember in PG-13 movies, there wasn't even PG-13 back then in the 70s. Mm. Right. It was crazy.
I have a problem with confrontation. Like, that's the thing. And I don't know if you do, Sean, too, but, like, I don't. There's a mom that I want to talk to because she keeps calling Dakota a baby, like a friend from class.
Right.
It's been 3 months I've been saying, next time I see her.
You got to work to it.
You know, listen, I mean, I'm all about the fact that you send the message to the kids, but when you're doing it like that, I mean, you have no idea what the other kids' surroundings is like. He could be intimidating.
Maria, what do you think? What would you do in this situation?
Well, I think that you should give credit to the children. If I were you, I would speak to this boy. And I'll tell him some positive things about him, but I would tell him that you don't like what he is doing, the words that, you know, how he's cursing, and that's not a good thing for him. And you know that he's a very good boy, and he should stop doing that.
Timmy,
you are an excellent dresser and really good at video games.
I mean, for all we know, Timmy is Satan.
But you have the mouth of a sailor. Yeah.
Right.
Thanks, Maria.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in, the debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/trygreenlight. That's greenlight.com/trygreenlight.